Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of February 5th, 2024. An Iranian-backed militia drone killed 3 U.S. troops in Jordan. A teen serial swatter was arrested for a swatting call on a Florida mosque. An ISIS attack on an Istanbul church was thwarted by a jammed weapon. And the director of the FBI says that Chinese hackers plan to wreak havoc on U.S. critical infrastructure. Let's get into these stories. On January 28th, an Iranian-backed militia launched a drone attack on a small U.S. outpost in Jordan, which killed 3 Army Reserve soldiers and injured more than 40 others. The incident marks the first time since the Israel-Hamas conflict began in October that enemy fire killed U.S. troops in the Middle East. 46-year-old Sergeant William Rivers of Carlton, Georgia, who was originally from Willingboro, New Jersey, was killed in the attack, as well as 24-year-old Specialist Kennedy Sanders of Waycross, Georgia, and 23-year-old Sergeant Brianna Moffitt of Savannah, Georgia. The unmanned aerial drone struck Tower 22 base in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Jordan is considered an ally of the United States. After Tehran officials called accusations of Iranian involvement baseless, representatives from the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias in the country, said the organization attacked several targets along the border of Jordan and Syria. On January 18th, Florida authorities arrested and later extradited a teenage serial swatter from California for a hoax threat incident at a mosque in Sanford, Florida last year. 17-year-old Alan Fillion of Lancaster, California, faces multiple felony charges for reportedly alerting authorities of a non-existent mass shooting threat at the Masjid Al-Hai Mosque on May 12, 2023. Fillion said he had a handgun and explosive devices that he intended to use to commit a mass shooting in the name of Satan. The teen created several accounts on websites offering swatting services and, quote, various IP addresses connected to these accounts, end quote, which eventually led investigators to his home address. Authorities believe Fillion conducted other swatting incidents across the nation. Experts said Fillion is one of the most prolific swatters in American history. He operated a service under the name TorSwats and cheerfully claimed responsibility for hundreds of hoax reports of active shooters and bomb threats. 2 ISIS gunmen killed a man during a Roman Catholic mass in Istanbul, Turkey on January 25th, but panicked and fled when their weapons jammed after firing 2 rounds. Turkish officials have since arrested 2 individuals, one from Tajikistan and the other from Russia, who are suspected of carrying out the attack. A year ago, suspects drove a car from Poland to Istanbul, with the vehicle remaining idle until the day of the shooting. Following the attack, police raided 30 locations and detained 51 individuals with reported links to the shooting. ISIS, which claimed responsibility for the assault, confirmed it had, quote, attacked a gathering of Christian unbelievers during their polytheistic ceremony, end quote, inside the Santa Maria Church. The victim, 52-year-old Tunsur Kihan, was not a Christian, but belonged to the Alevi community, one of the country's largest religious minorities. Alevis identify as Muslims, though their practice is fundamentally different from Islam's 2 major branches, Sunni and Shiite. On January 29th, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned lawmakers about the growing threat of Chinese cyber attacks on U.S. critical infrastructure, including U.S. electrical grids. During an appearance before the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, Wray said,
China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities if and when China decides the time has come to strike.
A committee member said authorities discovered CCP botnet malware in certain critical infrastructure, but the CCP had not yet activated the software. On the same day that Wray and the head of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency testified about the growing threat, the FBI and Department of Justice announced the agency's shutdown of a major China-based hacking group that was targeting U.S. water treatment plants, the power grid, oil and natural gas pipelines, and transportation systems. Officials believe the group, named Volt Typhoon, attacked hundreds of routers and offices, allowing the Chinese government to access critical data. Ray said
the Volt Typhoon malware enabled China to hide, among other things, pre-operational reconnaissance and network exploitation against critical infrastructure like our communications, energy, transportation, and water sectors. Steps China was taking, in other words, to find and prepare to destroy or degrade the civilian critical infrastructure that keeps us safe and prosperous.
Authorities discovered the hacking campaign in May 2023 and expressed concern Chinese hackers could disrupt U.S. military operations in the Indo-Pacific region. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.